Yeah, he needs to relax quite a bit. But, you know, he could guess that.
Yeah.
Given his performance so far. Yeah, it would be a good idea to take him on.
Welcome to Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. In our second episode, we will talk about Joanne Mitchell, the last abstract expressionist. My name is Nata Andreev, and I'm going to tell you seven curious facts that you didn't know about the artist that didn't want to create recognizable images of landscape, nature, or poetry, but to convey all of them in emotions. The information provided in this episode comes from multiple sources and is not mine. All authors are credited on Her Art Podcast blog on Medium. Curious fact number one. Joanne has upper middle class Midwestern roots. One of Mitchell's grandfathers, Charles Louis Strobel, stand out for both his imagination and his competence in money making. An engineer who invented the Z-bar. Notably, it was the fortune of this ancestor that allowed the young painter to pursue her passion without financial worries. Strobel's daughter, Marion, Joanne's mother, became a well-known poet. Thus, the Strobel lineage also provided an artistic gene. I'm afraid to be alone. Curious fact number two. Born in Chicago, she moved to New York at 24 years old, where she became actively involved in the downtown avant-garde art scene, establishing herself as a central figure among the second generation of abstract expressionists. At a time when women were marginalized in the art world, she captured the attention of the leaders of the New York avant-garde scene. 2 years later, she was one of only a few women invited to join the club, the East 8th Street gathering place, where the abstract expressionists met for weekly discussions. Curious fact number three. Mitchell divided her time between New York and Paris until moving permanently to France at 34 years old. She first lived in Paris, and then 8 years later, settled in a small town outside the city near Claude Monet's former estate in Giverny. Her choice to leave the tight-knit community of artists in downtown New York reflected her desire to join her long-term partner, Canadian artist Jean-Paul Rappel, and the connection she felt to the city that shaped such figures as Paul Cézanne, Vincent van Gogh, and Vasily Kandinsky, whose work had first impressed her during childhood visit to the Art Institute of Chicago. She was particularly inspired by their incorporation of abstraction into their composition and their use of color, line, and gesture to create dynamic visual rhythms, which she strove for in her own work. Curious fact number four. Yet, she rejected the all-over approach to composition and maintained a more traditional sense of figure and ground. Mitchell's painting of the mid-1950s and late 1950s, with surfaces energized by bold and rhythmical slashing strokes, were the very epitome of action painting. Often read as expressions of rage and violence, her works were actually imbued with certain lyricism. Her explorations of form and composition, color and gesture, have given rise to the rich and compelling language of abstraction. Curious fact number five. If success was within reach, it did not give Mitchell peace of mind. Precisely what it was about her generation that made them all so complicated, so troubled. frequently in need of a drink and of a shrink, has never been properly understood. Perhaps it was the toxic combination of professional and sexual backstabbing that did everyone in. Regardless, by the time Joanne's second show at the stable closed on March 12, 1955, summer was fast approaching and she and Fried, her female shrink, were debating how to avoid another psychological pile-up in the Hamptons. Mitchell had divorced Barney Rose and Goldberg. She had discovered was unfaithful. In the end, she chose to listen to her shrink. And after a grand dernier fuck with Mike, flew off to Paris for 2 months. I'm afraid to be alone. Curious fact number 6. What makes Mitchell great is her ability to infuse pain with an endless range of feelings. That is what gives her paintings their staying power. Why they are one of the towering achievements of the post-war period. Her art could be simultaneously raw, tough, evanescent, and vulnerable. At a time when painting had died once again and the smart money was on conceptual art, Mitchell showed that paint has not lost its power to communicate contradictory and elusive feelings, wisps of thought and slippery memories. The tragic and joyous, often in the same work. Curious fact number 7. Today Mitchell's work is inseparable from the discussion of abstract expressionism, and her paintings have become a standard for understanding developments in the mid-century painting. Her work is included in nearly all major modern art collections, some of which include the MoMA and Guggenheim in New York, Tate Modern in London, and Centre Georges Pompidou in Paris. I came to see you. One of your lost... Thank you so much for listening to this second episode of Season 3 of Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. If you want to follow more of what I do, find me on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to tune in next month when I'm going to tell you about Agnes Martin, the artist mystic who disappeared into the desert. See you later.